Let's go to the Lord in prayer once again as we begin our sermon. Tuombe mara tena kabla tujaanza. Our gracious God, we thank you once again for the privilege to come in your presence. We know it very well and we'll continue reminding ourselves of it every day that we are not, that we don't deserve this. May you come, Lord, and teach us your truth. May you come and speak now, O Lord. You know how weak and ignorant I am. But Lord, I know you always glorify yourself using weak vessels like I am. Come and use me again, Lord, with all my ignorance to glorify your holy name. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Yeah, in our churches, we do what we call expository preaching. Ndani ya kanisa zetu, tunahubiri kupitia vitabu. That means we go through books of the Bible. Tunapitia vitabu vya Biblia. And at RBC now, we are going through the Gospel according to Matthew. Na kanisani kwetu sikuizi tuko tunapitia injili ya Matayo. And we've now reached chapter 22. Na sasa tumefikia sura ya 22 kutoka sura ya kwanza. We are going to cover this first part today from verse 1 up to 14. Leo tuko tunajifunza kutoka sura ya kwanza hadi ya 14. Na it's like a chain from one point to another. Let's open our Bibles into Matthew once again. Matthew chapter 22. I'm going to read again all the passage that we're covering this morning. That is 14 verses. Matthew, help us with those kids, please. Make sure they just sit somewhere down. Matthew 22, verse 1 up to 14 reads, thus says the Lord, and Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burnt up their city. Then he said to the three servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he said, and he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. This is the passage we are covering this morning. And remember, this is a chain, as I told you. sura ambayo tutajifunza asubuhi ya leo ni chain, inaendelea kama chain. It is the same occasion, by the way. Ni occasion. Yani ni hali ile ile tu inaendelea. What was going on? The Jewish religious leaders had questioned the authority of Jesus. Viongozi wa dini wa Wayahudi walikuwa wamepinga authority au mamlaka ya Yesu. Remember the question that they asked in chapter 21 and verse 23. Kumbuka ulizo swali walomuuliza kwenye sura 21 na mstari wa 23. They asked him a question or two questions there. Now when he came into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Walikuja wakamuuliza, unafanya vitu vyote hivi kwa ruhusa ya nani? Nani alikupatia authority hii yote? I always have that in mind. And Jesus started answering them in parables. Yesu akaanza kuwajibu kwa methali, kwa mifano. He started with that of two sons. Akaanza na methali ya watoto wawili. Then it was followed by the parable of the wicked vine dressers. Ikafuatwa na methali ya wafanyakazi wabaya. And now this one of the wedding feast. Na hii ni methali ya tatu ajili ya karamu ya arusi. In all of this, he was teaching them lessons about the disobedience of Israel and the son, about the Son of God who happens to be himself. Kwenye hali zote alikuwa anawafunza vitu viwili kuhusu hali ya wana wa Israeli kuwa waasi na kuhusu mwana wa Mungu. Remember the question, who gave you the authority? Don't forget that. And 22 verse 1 we read, and Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said. So you remember, in the previous verse, I read verse 46, narudi kusoma sura iliyo juu pale, 46. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude because they took him for a prophet. After knowing that Jesus was talking about them, kisha kugundua kwamba kwenye methali zote hizi Yesu alikuwa anaongea wao, they planned to capture him. Wakapanga kumshika wamfanye vibaya. But they feared the multitude, ila wakaogopa vikundi vya watu. Sababu walikuwa wanampenda Yesu, walikuwa wanamuamini. They trusted in the Lord, they knew him as a prophet. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again. Remember, here they have not said anything. But Jesus Christ is as if he's reading their mind. What is going on inside themselves, and is answering them. He brings the third parable because of what he knows, is answering something from them. Yesu ni kama vile alikuwa anasoma kitu kutoka ndani yao, sababu hapa juu hawasema, hawaongee kitu, walikuwa wanapanga kitu fulani. Lakini Yesu akasoma mawazo yao na hapa naleta methali ya tatu. Verse 2. The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son. The kingdom of heaven is like. Preaching is not easy. Kuhubiri sio kazi rahisi. Many call themselves preachers. Wengi wanajiita wahubiri. What they do is to bring the cross of Christ upside down. Wanavyofanya kwenye mahubiri yao ni kuhubiri mambo yasiyo kuwepo, kugeuza msalaba wa Yesu juu kuwa chini na chini kuwa juu. Be careful when you are preaching from parables. You want to be a preacher or you think you're a preacher? Unapenda uwe mhubiri au unafikiri wewe mhubiri? Uwe angalisho kiona ubiri kwenye methali, parables. of Jesus or any parable. Because if you want to take things here at face value, then you'll be in trouble. Ukiwa nataka kufuata neno moja kwa moja jinsi ilivyo kwenye msemo, kwenye mfano, utafanya makosa. You'll be in trouble. Make a lot of mistakes. That's why he says, the kingdom of heaven is like. This young man is called Caesar. He just walks like his father. Is he his father? He is not. He simply walks like his father. I'm comparing two different people. Two different things. Ninalinganisha watu wawili tofauti. Nasema huyu kijana anatembea kama baba yake ila sio baba yake mwenyewe. Ni watu wawili tofauti. Tunalinganisha tu vitu fulani. I'm just comparing a few things among them. So because here you many people have made mistakes. What wahubiri wengi wamefanya makosa when they are preaching from parables. Wakiwa wanahubiri kwenye mifano, kwenye parable. Methali. Not everything in this parable is how heaven will be. Sio kila kitu ndani ya msemo ya methali hii ndio jinsi mambo yatakavyokuwa mbinguni. No, that would be a mistake. Remember, someone brings a parable, mtu analeta msemo au methali because they have a point. One major point, sababu wana kitu fulani wanataka kujulisha watu. Not everything inside the parable. And now Jesus is comparing the kingdom of heaven with a certain king who was preparing a wedding feast for his son. Yesu analinganisha ufalme wa mbinguni na mfalme mmoja ambaye alikuwa anatayarisha harusi, karamu ya harusi ya mtoto wake. Be careful, and I'll show you as we continue down. I'll show you. Verse 3. And sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Na akatuma watumishi wake, his servants, waende waalike watu ambao walikuwa wamealikwa, to call those who were invited to come to the feast, waje kwenye karamu. There was a group of people that were invited. Not everyone. Kuna kikundi cha watu ambao walikuwa waalikwa. Sio kila mtu. But these invited people refused. Au waalikwa wakakataa kuja. When we go down there, tukiteremuka hapo chini, you'll see how the king sent his servants for the second time. Tutaona jinsi mfalme alivyotuma wafanyakazi wake mara ya pili. And those who've been going with us through our Sunday school, manners and customs of Bible lands, wale ambao tunasoma nao asubuhi hapa masomo ya Biblia asubuhi, tunajifunza mila za huko Israeli, you'll understand something already here. We talked about here about something like this here, about inviting people to a feast or to your home, to anything. And people, according to their cultures, had to first turn down the invitation, deny the invitation. Now, watu walikuwa zaidi wanaalikwa mara mbili. Safari ya kwanza wanakataa, safari ya pili wanakubali. So the first time they deny, they refuse, only to be ready to accept the second time. So here they are still inside their culture. And the people who are invited turned down the invitation. Wale ambao walioalikwa wakakataa kwenda kwenye karamu. Verse 4. Again, he sent out other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. This is what I've been telling you. Anatuma watu wake, he sends them the second time. Anawatuma safari ya pili. And they are still inside their culture. They used to do things that way in their culture. Ndio jinsi walivyokuwa wanafanya kwenye mila za huko Israeli. The first invitation is to simply let people know that we are preparing a feast. Aliko ya kwanza ni kujulisha tu watu kwamba tuko tunaandaa kitu fulani na tungependa mje muwepo. We would like you to be part of it. Then the second invitation, aliko ya pili, is when things are ready. Ni wakati mambo yanakuwa tayari. Give me your attention. Leave Emma alone. Mniangalie mimi, mwache huyu Emma afanye mambo yake. Wakati mambo yako tayari, when things are ready, they send for the second invitation. And that's what the king is doing here. And remember, just without wasting your time, the invited people to the feast here represent the Jewish people. Waalikwa hapa kwenye hii methali ni taifa la Israeli. Sio wewe, not you. Not me. It is the people. Thank you, brother. The people of Israel. These are the invited, not everyone. Mfalme hakuwa anamwalika kila mtu. Alikuwa na watu wake fulani alikuwa amewaalika. The king has not invited everyone. He had a group of people he wanted at his feast. And they turned it down. Yeah. Those who were invited, this is physical Israel that was invited first. They enjoyed all the privileges and care of God. Taifa la Israeli walialikwa kwanza, wakapendwa, wakapata faida zote za kutoka kwa Mungu, lakini wakatupilia mbali. They rejected the invitation. Verse 5. Okay, even after, okay, for verse 5, but they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business. According to the culture in the Middle East, kufatana na mila huko Israeli, people could turn down the first invitation. Watu walikuwa na tabia ya kukataa aliko ya kwanza. But the second one, you accept. Ila aliko ya pili kwenye karamu unakubali na unaenda. These guys have turned down the second invitation. The invited people, hawa waalikwa wamekataa hata safari ya pili. When things are ready, wakati vitu viko tayari, everything is now ready. The king has slaughtered, has killed his animals, fatted cattle. Big ones, not slims. See, hakuchinja ng'ombe wenye kukonda. Alichinja wanene. He slaughtered fat cattle. And prepared many things. But they denied. They made light of it. I like that. They took it for granted. Yani wakakamata kama siyo mambo ya muhimu. Ni mambo reja reja, light things. And they left. They went into their own ways. One to his own farm, another to his business. Hawakujali mambo ya aliyewaalika, wakatoka wakaenda kwenye kila mtu kwenye business yake, mwingine kwenye shamba lake kulima. In verse 4, when the king sent his servants the second time, here we learn the patience of our great God. When he is seeking sinners, when he is looking for you and me, tunakuta hapa kwenye sura ya 4, mfalme ametuma wafanyakazi wake safari ya pili, uvumilivu wa Mungu wetu akiwa anamtafuta mwenye dhambi. He does not invite you once and he leaves you there. Hakualiki safari moja tu na akakuacha hapo. He comes back. He pleads with you. Anarudi, anakusii.
But they took it lightly.
Wakadharau aliko ya mfalme. Ambaye mfalme hapa anawakilisha Mungu. The king here represents our great God and creator of everything. And they took it lightly.
Not only denying, but taking it lightly, making fun of him and his people.
One to his own farm. People are busy with their worldly employments, their worldly businesses. Watu wako busy na kazi zao, ofisi zao, biashara zao. Wanadharau mambo ya Mungu. Some went to their farms. Wamoja walikwenda shambani kulima au kuvuna. Others went to their businesses. Wengine wakaenda kwenye biashara. That's the same situation these days. People are more concerned with their worldly things. Siku hizi watu wako wanajali sana mambo yao ya dunia. They don't mind the things of God. Awajali mambo ya Mungu. They take the things of God lightly. Wanachukua mambo ya Mungu reja reja kama karatasi. That's the problem we are facing these days. And at RBC, they forget that you need to work now, because time for work is ending soon. Work for your God. At RBC, people think that the work is for deacons. Since they got their deacons, they got their slaves. No one wants to help anymore. The deacons will clean the toilets. The deacons will do everything. They will just come as kings and sit and be preached to and sing hymns. I'm sorry for you, my brother and my sister. You need to serve your God. You don't need these deacons. Are not our slaves. We are all together slaves of Christ. Come on Saturday. Mop here. Where you can mop. Groom where you can groom. Put things where they are supposed to be. Don't wait upon these. You are misusing. You are not using them well, our dear deacons. And thank you, our brothers, for the work you are doing for your God. When they pay you, they'll not pay them with you. They'll pay you alone. We take lightly the things of God, thinking that, oh, I'd forgotten Swahili. Tunakamata mambo ya Mungu reja reja, tukifikiri kwamba Mungu atatulipa ajili ya kazi zetu hapa duniani. We think that God is going to pay us, to reward us because of our businesses, our shops, our farms. Friends, for your information, God is not going to reward you for any of those. He will reward you for what you do for His glory. Yes, you can do your farm for His glory, I know. You can do all those things, but serve Him. Mutumikie. Just a warning that we need to serve Christ. Other people are looking for opportunities to serve Christ. Watu wengine huko nje wanatafuta fursa ya kumtumikia Mungu awapati. You have it. You put it down. My brothers, my sisters, let us serve together. No one is a king here. No one is a president here. We are all brethren of the same level. The Lord simply put us ahead of you just to lead you. Hapa hakuna kabaka, hakuna mfalme, sote tuko ndugu kwenye level moja. Mungu ametuweka tu sisi tuwaongoze nyinyi. But we are all equal. There's no work you can do that I can't do. It's not there. And when I'm trying to do something, please don't stop me. Hakuna kazi ambayo unaweza kufanya ambayo siwezi nikafanya. Na nikitaka kufanya kazi yoyote, usinikataze. Help me and don't stop me when I'm serving my God. No, pastor, you cannot do this when I'm around. I know it. But the God is mine. He saved me. Why do you want to interfere between the love of two people? Me and my God. I want to serve Him. You want to stop me? Why? Nataka kumtumikia Mungu wangu. Pastor, uwezi ukafanya hii kazi na mimi niko hapa. Mimi sitaki hivyo, niache nimtumikie Mungu wangu. Kama utatumika, so if you want to work, okay.
Check here. People take the things of God lightly. They go each one into their own businesses. Verse 6. And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. Some people, some simply ignore those things. Rubbish.
Wamoja walidharau tuwasema uchafu, asiwezi tukafuatana na hiyo uchafu.
But others said, we can't stop only there. We'll deal with you. And they took the servants of God and treated them harshly.
Wakakamata watumishi wa Mungu, wakawatesa. Wakaongea mambo vibaya kuhusu wao.
7. But when the king heard about it, he was furious. And he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city.
Wakati mfalme alisikia jinsi walivyo wanavyomdharau, ameandaa vitu, ametumia pesa nyingi, watu wanakataa kuja.
He has spent a lot of money, people have turned his invitation down. He was furious.
Akakasirika sana. Akagazibika.
Even if God, we saw in verse 4, his patience is the most patient God. Without his patience, no one of us will be alive today.
Mungu wetu ni mvumilivu sana. Bila uvumilivu wake, hakuna hata moja wetu hapa angekuwa hai leo.
Would have been consumed. Tungekuwa tumemezwa na moto. Seen us as we are. But even if he's too patient, please don't build on that patience alone.
Hata kama Mungu ni mvumilivu, usijenge kwenye uvumilivu tu and you be on your comfort zone.
Ah yes, you know, the God we serve is patient.
Mungu tunamtumikia ni mvumilivu, acha mimi nifanye biashara yangu. Ni mvumilivu, but patience of God also has an end.
Uvumilivu wa Mungu na mwisho.
And we find it in verse 7. His patience reached the end.
Uvumilivu ukafika mwisho.
Kasema enough is enough.
And he sent out his armies and destroyed their city and burned it.
This is when the Roman soldiers entered Jerusalem. Destroyed it and burned it in 70 AD. Destroyed their city.
Mwaka wa 70 baada ya Yesu, wanajeshi wa Roma waliingia Jerusalemu wa karibu, wakaipe China kawasha moto.
You can ask me, unaweza kaniuliza,
how can the Roman soldiers be the armies of God?
Wanajeshi wa Roma wanaweza kaaje wanajeshi wa Mungu?
You didn't know?
Didn't you know that the UPDF of Uganda and the police are the armies of God?
President Museveni is there for God. He did not put himself there. President Museveni hakujiweka pale, Mungu ndo alimweka pale.
And before God says leave, he won't leave.
And kabla Mungu hajasema Museveni toka, hawezi akatoka, whether you vote or not.
He's a sovereign God.
And he does everything for his purposes, whether he's a good ruler or not.
Go and read Romans 13.
These armies here, the police, they are executing orders for God.
Wanajeshi hapa na polisi wanaleta order kwa ajili ya Mungu.
Vyote wanafanya ni kwa ajili ya Mungu.
Verse 8.
Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy.
Baadaye akaambia wafanyakazi wake, arusi imefika, sherehe imefika, ila niliowaalika hawastahili.
They are not worthy.
Therefore, verse 9, go into the highways If you feel like dozing, stand a bit. Ukisikia unaanza kama kusinzia, simama kidogo. It's a very, very bad sign for a Christian to doze in the presence of God. Ni alama mbaya sana kulala ukiwa mbele za Bwana. Mbaya sana. Simama. Stand up. No one will chase you because you stood up. You can even walk a bit. You are chasing that so that the word does not pass you. Usilale ndani ya kanisa, ni alama mbaya sana. I like verse 9. Napenda sura ya 9. Akasema, he said, I've already prepared my feast. I've already spent a lot of money. Nimeisha tumia pesa nyingi kuandaa vitu. The invited are not worthy. Walioalikwa hawastahili kuwa kwenye karamu yangu. Therefore, go into the highways. And as many as you find, invite to the wedding. Tokeni nendeni mabarabarani. Wowote ambao mtawakuta huko, mwalike kwenye karamu. Bring them into the feast. We see here the giving of the gospel to the Gentiles. It is passing from the Jewish people to the Gentiles. Tunaona hapa, injili inatoka kwenye Wayahudi, inaenda kwa Wayunani au mataifa, wewe na mimi. Sababu wale wamekataa. 10. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. Wakatoka wakaenda mabarabarani, wakaanza kukusanya wote walikuwa mabarabarani. Twendeni, let's go, twendeni. Hall ikajaa, chumba cha karamu kikajaa watu. Full of people. Let me tell you something before we continue. According to the Jewish culture, kufuatana na mila za Wayahudi, no one could go to a feast, a wedding feast like this, without a garment. Kufuatana mila zao, mtu haungepaswa kuingia kwenye chumba cha sherehe bila kuwa na gauni, kanzu ya sherehe. A gown for the feast. It was part of their culture. Which means if you don't have it, they'll send you home, back home to go and get one. But also, another thing you need to know is that the garment for the feast was given only by the host. Unapaswa kukumbuke vile kwamba yule kanzu ya sherehe ni yule anayewaalika peke yake ndiye anapaswa kuwapatia. Only the host was giving those garments. Now he sends his servants on the highways, wanaenda mabarabarani. And you know, now the hall is full. Guess whom they brought. Jaribu kufikiria wanani ndio waliwaleta wajaze chumba cha karamu. Anyone, both bad and good. Oh, bad and good. Each and every human being needs Christ is a lesson that we want to learn here. Each and every human being needs Christ. Kila kiumbe kinamhitaji Kristo. Whether you are good or bad. What do I mean? There are some people who are naturally good. Some people are naturally born good. They follow almost the Ten Commandments by default. Kuna watu ambao wamezaliwa tu ni wazuri, wanafuata kanuni za Mungu bila mtu yeyote kuwafunza. Some people naturally don't lie. It can be a pagan and ask them about what they tell you. No, it's not good to lie. They're naturally good. And many times when we are sharing the gospel out there, you know that house belongs to a good person. You say, Pastor, we should not go there. That house is for a born again already. I know them, they pray from the other church. Wakati mwenye namna ubiri injili, unasema, Pastor, tusiende kwa hiyo nyumba, sababu hiyo ni mwenye hiyo nyumba ameokoka, mimi namjua, naombea kwenye hiyo kanisa. God says, don't do that. Mungu anakuambia usifanye hivyo. Go and share the gospel to everyone. Whether good or bad. They all need Christ. They all need to go to the feast of the king. Remember, the Bible tells us that all our acts of righteousness are like filthy rags. Matendo yote yetu mazuri, even if you, by default, you follow the Ten Commandments, all together without Christ are like filthy rag. Hata uwe mtu mzuri namna gani, bila Kristo ayo yote ni bure, zero. Verse 11. Remember, the hall is full now. Chumba cha karamu kimejaa. Full of people. Found on streets, on the highways. And you know what? People found on the highways, on streets, this is how the Jewish people used to call or to consider the Gentiles. Abata ina mugaso gona. Watu wasiokuwa na maana yoyote, watu wa mabarabarani, ndio walivyokuwa wanawaita mataifa sisi, people of the highways. 11. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. Sasa mfalme anakuja sasa kuingia ndani ya chumba chake awaone watu walio alikwa. Amefurahi, he's happy. He's moving up and down, anapita huku na huko. Only to find among the people in the hall one without the garment. Anakuta mtu moja ndani ya chumba hana kanzu ya sherehe. And take the question. Verse 12. So he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" Anamuuliza, "Rafiki, uliingia ingiaje hapa bila kuwa na kanzu ya sherehe? How did you? Just tell me, how did you do it?" Remember one thing. I've told you that only the host was supposed to give those garments for the feast. And the king here only sent his servants on streets. Hapa mfalme alituma watu wake mabarabarani. Remember, kumbukeni, people on streets have no garments. Watu mabarabarani hawana hizo kanzu. They simply invited them the way they were. Waliwaalikwa tu jinsi walivyokuwa, walivyowakuta. And that's what the gospel tells us, even in the New Testament, everywhere in the New Testament. Come as you are. Kuja jinsi ulivyo. You don't need to do A, B, C, D. Just come as you are. Kuja jinsi ulivyo. Now, you can ask. Unaweza kauliza swali. Now, on which ground was the king blaming this guy who had no garment? Sasa kwa nini mfalme alikuwa anamlaumu huyu mtu ambaye alikuwa hana kanzu? They did not have garments on streets. But they were getting them before the entrance. Remember, they came from the highways. Kumbuka wametoka kumabarabarani. Wasingeweza kupata makanzu huko sababu kanzu ni mfalme peke yake ndio anakupatia. But his servants, okay, the king himself had the gowns and he had to give to everyone before you enter. This guy, I don't know where he went through, and he's inside the hall without a garment. Huyu mtu atujui kafanyaje, amejikuta ndani ya chumba bila kuwa na kanzu. Let's go back to what I told you at the beginning. I told you to be careful to take things in parables at face value. Mwanzoni niliwaambia mujiadhari sana kuchukua kila neno ndani ya methali ufuatane nayo, mambo unaanza kuweka mambo ya kiroho. Check here. Do you really think that any sinner can find himself in heaven without God allowing him there? And this is where many people are getting wrong doctrines. Unafikiri kweli mwenye dhambi anaweza
kwa nguvu zake akajipenyeza hadi mbinguni, atakuwa Mungu gani? What kind of God that will be? Not our burning fire. Not our burning fire. And we see now, tunaona hiyo kwenye, hata kwenye nyimbo ambazo mnaita nyimbo za injili, what you call the so-called gospel for you, members of RBC. Make every day, I plead with you. Now I see when a member of Kanisa, I plead with you. Don't have anything called gospel song into your phones. Don't spoil your ears. I'm still doing cleaning. I'm still cleaning everything. My hard disk, my computer, I'm still. Any rubbish, throw into the can. There is a song here that you call Bilibabitia, Bilibabitia, yo. Sung by a pastor in this country. In when you follow the message in that, ukifuata maana kwenye huo wimbo unaitwa vilivyovitia vitakuwa mambo yatakuwaje mbinguni, ndio maana ya huo wimbo. Wanaita eti ni wimbo wa injili, mbo gospel song. Now in that message you find at the gate of heaven, kwenye huo wimbo nakuta kwenye geti ya mbinguni basilikale wanajeshi, the guards, and whoever is passing there, you need to show a card. Na kila mwenye kupita pale unaonyesha kadi unaingia. No problem. It's like the garment here. No problem. But how the way they make comedy, they make fun of that is what I don't like. Jinsi wanavyocheza na message hapo ndio kitu ambacho sipendi. And finally, I see one of the opposition leaders in this country. Okay, someone is just, acting as Dr. Kizza Besigye. He comes from the world running. Anatoka duniani akikimbia. And he meets the guards, the guards of God at the gate. Anakuta wanajeshi wa Mungu kwenye mlango wa mbinguni. And he goes through them into heaven. Anaingia hadi mbinguni, then they fetch him from there and throw him out. That is joking with this God of the Bible. Uko ni kucheza na huyu Mungu wa mbinguni. No, unasikia, you hear some people say, yeah, let me live my life. Acha niishi maisha yangu. Even if in heaven, I'm just at the back there. So long as I'm in heaven. Hata kama mbinguni kikuwa mwisho kule, bora niko mbinguni. You are joking with heaven. You are just joking with heaven. You don't know heaven. How dare you go through the gate? How dare you? So maybe he might have got the message from here. And he tells you, no, I stand from scripture. Check here. Friends, don't take words from parables at face value, word for word the way they are. Musikamate mambo ya methali jinsi yalivyo. Chunguza. Kuna, there's a main lesson, a main point that the Lord wanted to pass. Not everything that you'll take everything and start to bring them, some spiritual lessons. But what I know is that to go through the gate of heaven is terrible. Kitu najua ni kwamba hawezi ingia mbinguni hivi. You see the example Jesus Christ brought here. This man finding himself inside the hall without a garment. And say, that means some other people will go to heaven. So now we want to apply this. Some other people will go to heaven even if they don't have the garment. I'll show you the garment later. Forget about that. Forget about that, please. Friend, how did you come in here without the wedding garment? And he was speechless. Anauliza swali, uliingia ingiaje humu bila kuwa na kanzu? Akakosa